Hey Chip Chat listeners, this year we'll be broadcasting live Chip Chat episodes from Supercomputing 2011. Tune in to blogtalkradio.com/IntelChipChat on November 15th and 16th from 9 a.m. to noon Pacific Time. You can send us questions for any of the guests by registering on Blog Talk Radio or visiting our Twitter at IntelChipChat.
You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein. Today we have Ellen Rubin, founder and VP of products at CloudSwitch with us. Welcome, Ellen.
Thanks, Allison.
Ellen, why don't you just quickly introduce CloudSwitch as a company and your role as one of the founders of that company?
So CloudSwitch is a provider of software to enterprises that want to use cloud computing services. And the area of cloud computing that we focus in is known as infrastructure as a service. So it's provided by cloud providers like Amazon, Verizon and Terramark, Savvis, Rackspace, and a number of other players out there. And what's great about these cloud services is the ability to have on-demand computing and storage capabilities in a really easy, quick, low-cost way that's very scalable. But enterprises that want to take advantage of these services are often concerned about a set of constraints that they have because they already have applications, they already have data centers, they have networking and security policies, they have a whole bunch of internal procedures and tools that they really want to be able to leverage and take advantage of out into the cloud. So CloudSwitch enables these enterprise customers in a very, very simple and secure way to run applications in a target cloud, but have everything about them still look and behave as if they were running locally in the customer's environment.
This seems to be a huge requirement for enterprises adopting cloud infrastructure.
Definitely. Some of the key issues that enterprise customers worry about are security, loss of control, workload portability, cloud lock-in. These are all things that they're very concerned about, and our software specifically addresses all of those, and I think that what we're seeing now is the early stages and early days of enterprise customers adopting cloud by putting their first sets of applications out there, and we definitely are part of that.
When you talk to enterprises about the solution, where are they in terms of their deployment processes, and where are they seeing the primary values of adopting a hybrid cloud model?
Most of the customers we deal with and our customers are large pharma, large banks, large manufacturing and media companies, so it's across many different industries. They're all roughly in kind of the same place, which is they did a review of their applications, they thought about the ones that they might be interested in moving to the cloud because they felt like they were, you know, sort of already virtualized, potentially low risk, that the data involved wasn't, you know, compliant or very, very sensitive data. So still kind of early building the case internally for the rest of the enterprise about what works, what doesn't, which clouds can be their trusted providers, et cetera.
And when they're looking at these cloud service providers today, where does CloudSwitch come in terms of being able to aid in some of those concerns?
We really tried right from the outset to tackle some of the fundamental problems around security and the extension of what customers already have in a really seamless way out into whichever cloud the customer wants. Just very briefly, our software installs into the customer's data center environment and then in a very simple point-and-click way lets the customer either migrate existing applications or create new ones in the cloud where everything is totally encrypted and under the enterprise control. And things like IP addresses and all of the network configurations that the customer had, security policies like Active Directory, all of that gets extended out into the cloud. And that happens in a, you know, a really automated way so that there's no engineering work, there's no need to install agents or software into the cloud provider side, and it's multi-hypervisor and multi-cloud so that the customer is protected from the differences between what they have and what the cloud provider has and the differences across the different cloud environments. And our goal, and I think for the cloud providers as well, is get them up and running, show them how easy it is, show them how flexible the whole experience can be so that they can start to move a lot of their workloads over.
Is there something that CloudSwitch is offering in terms of being able to manage those workloads as if they were physically existing within the enterprise?
The way that we've designed the product is that the networking configurations, including IP address, MAC address, get extended out into the cloud so that as opposed to having to adopt the addressing or the configurations that the cloud provider makes available, you're using the ones that you already have in your data center. The result for our customer is that the application still looks and behaves as though it's tied into the enterprise network. And that has all sorts of implications, right? It means that you can connect into things like LDAP and Active Directory, that all of your management and monitoring tools just continue to work. You know, customers have tools from VMware, from BMC, from, you know, custom things that they've built, all those types of things, network monitoring tools. And they don't want to rebuild those things, and they don't want to have lots of different silos of these tools based on each cloud provider. They want everything to be unified. And so by enabling that network extension, you let that happen, and the customer can say, hey, let me look across all these different pools of virtualization that I have. Some are in the cloud, some are in my data center, some are in a colo, and I want to be able to see across them.
You recently published a reference architecture that will help new customers get their feet wet with the solution. Can you talk a little bit about the reference architecture and how you envision it being used by customers?
Definitely. What was really helpful in terms of the work that we did with the Intel team was for them to test our software in the lab and to kind of validate, what did it take? How hard was it to migrate an existing workload, you know, an application that was sitting in a data center environment, out into a target cloud? And, you know, kind of documenting that step by step, here's what you do, click here, go next. You know, sometimes it's the less sexy but more, you know, practical things that people want to see. And I think that the use of that as a reference architecture for enterprises will be very helpful in making them comfortable with, gee, you know, for a very little amount of effort, without having to hire more people or spend a lot of money, we could try this out and figure out if it's going to work for us for a given set of applications.
Ellen, if people want to learn more about the products, where would they go?
We created a section on our website at cloudswitch.com called Getting Started. There's a wealth of stuff that's up there. We also record a lot of the webinars that we do that are meant to show demos and, you know, help the customers think through how they would actually get started.
Fantastic. Well, Ellen, it was wonderful talking to you today. I'm much more educated on CloudSwitch and the developments that you're bringing to the industry, and I'm sure my audience is as well. Thanks for being here.
Great. Thanks, and good talking to you.